here. News is breaking by the minute, and no one knows for sure what will happen. Former Senator Rick Santorum joins us live. And, Senator, you and I are talking off camera. You think that the Democrats are being sort of sucker-punched in this a little bit.
By the Senate. By the Senate. You know, there's this, the bill, the first bill that's going to be voted on is the Senate-passed bill unchanged with all of the Cornhusker kickback and the Louisiana Purchase. All that's going to be in there. And then the second bill they're going to vote on is this reconciliation bill, which is to fix the problems in the first bill.
Which include, like, the Cornhusker kickback.
Right. It fixes the Cornhusker kickback, the Florida provisions, all of the other. It doesn't fix all of them, but it fixes a lot of them. And there's some other things in there. For example, delaying the Cadillac tax on union plans, for example. That gets delayed another 5 years. All of that is in this bill and is being used to get Democrats to vote for the first bill. Okay?
Because once that first bill is passed and the president signs it, that's the law of the land until they fix it with a, quote, reconciliation.
Right. And so they
which is to make the House happy.
This is to make the House happy and get the 216 votes they need. Here's the problem. According to the 1974 Budget Act, if the provisions in the bill affect Social Security revenues, if there's an effect on the revenues, it is invalid for reconciliation. But
The
entire reconciliation bill is stricken.
Not just that. Not just the language provision.
The whole bill falls. And now here's the interesting thing: Mitch McConnell and the Republican leadership has been pleading with Harry Reid to meet with the parliamentarian to get a ruling on this before the House votes. The Senate Democrats have refused to meet with the parliamentarian to get a resolution to this issue. And so as a result, there is still the open question.
So in other words, the Democrats are voting here in the House as the voting starts. They think that this reconciliation thing is going to go through smoothly. Meanwhile, the Republicans are sitting there thinking, you know, that there may be this problem and that there is Senate Democrats may be sandbagging the House Democrats.
There's no question. My old friend Dick Armey used to say when he was the Republican leader and he would talk about the Democrats, he said, the Democrats are the opposition, the Senate is the enemy. And in this case, the Senate truly is sandbagging House Democrats who are going to vote for this thinking it's going to be fixed, and it's not going to get fixed.
Could they be that diabolical, the Senate Democrats to the House Democrats? I mean, that's just so diabolical.
It's not diabolical. It's all at the behest of this president. It's all at the behest of Nancy Pelosi. Because they're all working to get this. Look, I mean, they'll look at what they're doing to Bart Stupak. I mean, this executive order isn't worth the paper it's printed on, but they're doing everything they can do.
Well, that's if you think the president, I mean, the president signed the executive order. You'd have to think it wasn't worth the paper it's printed on. The president were tomorrow to rescind it. President's not going to do that.
Well, he's not going to rescind it, but as you know, and Mike Pence talked about this. For example, I'll give you the example of Medicaid. If you look at the Medicaid law that was originally passed, it said that, you know, we were going to cover health care services.
Okay.